Good afternoon, Tampa Bay and around the globe. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister taking over for Brother Chip here as he exits after a long day, and we are Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are so glad to be with you all this day. It's a joy. This Memorial Day weekend in the Tantalk Radio Network, we are live every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on this station. You can catch us also on the internet, live streamed, and that is www.tantalk1340.com. And so we welcome you to switch over to the internet if you'd like, and we hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. It's a beautiful time down here at this time of year. A little warm, but breezy and just gorgeous. And so wherever you might be scattered around the globe, we hope that you either are having a wonderful weekend or you did have, as this show will be played in the Starcom Media Network next week. So anyway, and welcome all the Starcom Media people and listeners scattered in different countries and across the United States. Living the Good Life is a show all about the Word of God. We are in our ninth year. Can you believe that, Pastor Jim?
Incredible.
Pastor Jim Ellsbury is my associate pastor, and what a joy he is. And we'll be joined in a little while by Betty in Indiana. And Pastor Jim, can you believe it's 9 years on the air and 14 as a ministry? So we've been around for a while.
For a good while.
And we've been having a whole lot of fun for a long time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
We just love to talk about the Lord. And I don't know about you, PJ, but I look forward to this show every single week and just enjoy being able to have the liberty in a nation that we live in, to have the liberty to play all these contemporary Christian songs, to be able to talk about God and the Word of God, to teach some, to chat some, to bring our personal experiences of walking with the Lord for all the years that we have. That's just such a joy to do that, isn't it?
I'm very thankful that we can do that.
Yes.
And because obviously the need is there.
Yes.
And praise God, He's provided the opportunities.
Amen. Amen. Beacon of Hope is all about the Word of God, and we are non-denominational. We are independent. We are not associated with any particular denomination. Although I grew up as a preacher's kid and a missionary's kid in a denomination, and Pastor Jim, you did in the Methodist Church, didn't you? So
right.
We've been around, but was a Baptist for a while and all that good stuff. We've done a lot of different things, but I guess you could best categorize us as full gospel, independent. We believe that Jesus Christ is alive, that He lives and reigns in us, and that He works wonderful works in our lives and changes us, and we're all about the Word and Jesus.
Amen.
And we've seen tremendous things happen in people's lives through the years, have we not, PJ? God has just been so good.
Oh yes, we've seen healings, deliverances, salvations, baptisms in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, people getting set free from things that they've been carrying around forever, those chains that have been binding them for a long time. And today we are still in our series that we've been in for the last 5 or 6 weeks, Fired Up with Purpose. And this series is all about you catching that vision that God has a purpose for your life, not just for the pastor of the church you go to, or the evangelist, or the missionary, but that God has a definite purpose for you. That does not mean you're supposed to go out and quit your job right now and just sit there and wait on something. No, it's not like that. When we get on board with God's purpose, He opens all kinds of doors. Doesn't mean we don't have secular jobs. I'm a realtor, have been for 24 years. Pastor Jim's a social worker. We have other jobs, but this is where our heart is, right?
Amen. Amen.
This is where our heart is. And we both have on red today because this is Pentecost Sunday. And you want to tell our listening audience real quick what that means while I get my fan turned on here, Pastor
Okay.
Jim?
Well, it has, of course, a couple of meanings. It Pentecost was originally one of the seven festivals of the Lord that the Jewish people would celebrate each year. It's one of the three pilgrim festivals. And in Deuteronomy 16:16, God said, three times a year, everybody's got to come before me at the place where I will make my name known, which would have been the temple in Jerusalem. One of those was Pentecost. It also commemorates the giving of the law on Mount Sinai, when Moses, brought forth the ten, or when God wrote the Ten Commandments, Moses brought them down the mountain. But then also, it's also known as the feast of, it's like second first fruits, and which brings us up to the New Testament, in that it was on that day, on the day of Pentecost, after Jesus was crucified and resurrected and ascended back into heaven, that following Pentecost, 10 days after he ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit fell upon the 120 who were gathered in the upper room, the apostles and, about 108 other people that had joined themselves with the apostles. And the scripture says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And Peter preached the first sermon of the church. So right. In a lot of ways, it's known as the birthday of the church.
Right.
Because this time the Holy Spirit just didn't come down on people and then leave like he did under the Old Testament. This time the Holy Spirit came to indwell and fill and baptize the believers.
Amen. And so we're so glad that he decided to come and live on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we get in touch with what is my purpose, what does God have for me to do in this life while I'm still here on this earth, we're going to talk a lot about that. And we're going to really encourage you today and really give you the importance of what you can do to find that purpose. And it's found. It is easily found, actually. So join us as we start with our first song here. And it's by a group called Casting Crowns, and a lot of you may know them. They're excellent, wonderful songwriters and musicians. This song, fittingly, is entitled Spirit Wind. Remember, that's about the Holy Spirit. Listen to that wind. Here it comes.
Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, you spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. You stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent his wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their souls and raised them again a mighty army. Soon these arisen warriors will battle again, for they have been filled with the Spirit wind. Oh, 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 oh. A pastor stands before his congregation, once a mighty army for the Lord, but now he stares into the lifeless eyes, believers leading carnal lives, he wonders what they're fighting for. But driven by your calling on his life, he spoke God's word like he'd done 100 times before. But this time he comes broken and weeping, the tears of a broken heart, and he cries out to the Lord. Oh Lord, toss and your wind into this valley. I breathe the breath of life into their souls. I raise them again, a mighty army. Soon these arisen warriors will battle again. They have been filled with the Spirit.
Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you do send that life into us today, Lord. Oh, God, we just believe right now that as we open your word, your precious living word, that we are going to see truths that we may have never seen before, perhaps, or we're going to be reminded of your desires and your will for us and your purpose in our lives. Lord, let today's show be full of you, God. It's all about you. We just concentrate on delivering the message that you would have us deliver today. And we praise you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, where we've been hanging out. And Betty, are you on the line?
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Marcia.
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
For some of our audience that may not know how long you and I have been friends, dear Betty, dates core back to the 80s in Indiana when I was pastoring a church there, and you and your family, your husband and daughter, came to church at Cornerstone a long time ago. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, as long as dirt.
As long as dirt.
as long as dirt. But I tell you, it was on an invitation that we visit Cornerstone, and I'm sure glad that I did.
Yes, absolutely. And we are so, you know, thrilled to have you as one of our radio team members and your daughter, Megan, who was 9 when you first came to church a long time ago. And Megan's not on the show today, but we send our best to her and husband, Ben, and little Andrew and the new baby. How's your new granddaughter, Zoe Grace?
Well, she's doing good. I got to sit with her a little bit this afternoon and watch her sleep and... Luckily, I did not take a nap, by the way.
Oh, good.
But she's doing really good. She's picked up weight, some length in her little height, and she's doing well. She goes to the doctor Tuesday to get her first round of vaccinations.
Okay.
And,
it's fun.
Just, it's a tragic time for mommies to be and for me to hear them cry because it just, you know,
it's hard. You don't want them to be hurt. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yes, but it's important. And, you know, it's interesting because we're starting here today in 2 Timothy 3:10. And Paul says, you've been a good apprentice to me, a part of my teaching, my manner of life, direction, faith, all these things. Timothy, who he's writing to in the book of 2 Timothy and in 1 Timothy, had been kind of like an understudy, an apprentice, which kind of reminds me back in those days, Betty, when you were a part of our ministry up there in Indiana for so long ago, and we had that dynamic prayer meeting every Tuesday morning that moved mountains, if you remember.
Oh, and yes. You can't forget that.
No. So many good things.
Yes.
We're just glad you're with us today, Betty. And Pastor Jim, tell us a little bit about Paul and Timothy and their relationship, if you will, for a second.
Okay. Well, Paul met Timothy on one of his missionary journeys, and it was Timothy's mother was Jewish, which under Jewish custom makes Timothy Jewish. Apparently, Timothy's father, however, was a Gentile. So Timothy had not been circumcised. And Paul had him circumcised, which people thought was rather odd, since Paul was telling, you know, not to have Gentiles circumcised. But he saw that that could be a stumbling block, because people are going to look at Timothy as being Jewish, so he better get himself circumcised. And they had such a bond, the two of them, that first of all, Timothy allowed that to happen,
mm-hmm.
which not an easy thing for someone who's an adult.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Paul calls Timothy his son, and it's like the son that apparently Paul never had.
Right.
And that's how close they were. You know, he looked at Timothy as being his, almost his fleshly son, but certainly his spiritual child.
Sure. Yeah.
Timothy was probably the closest of that band of people that hung around Paul.
Right.
Timothy was probably the closest. Luke and Titus were right up there too, but I really think Timothy was the closest, because we don't have a letter to Luke.
Right.
We got one to Titus, but we got two to Timothy.
Right.
So, you know, makes me think Timothy was really the closest to Paul. And Paul really was leaving his legacy.
Right.
With Timothy.
Right.
You know, kind of passing on like Elijah did with Elisha.
Mm-hmm.
Paul passed that mantle on to Timothy.
And I know you mentioned a couple weeks ago, this is probably the last book that Paul wrote right before mm-hmm. he was beheaded. And we're going to probably get to that point down in chapter 4. If not, we'll get to it next week. But when we talk about this subject of purpose, I think that a lot of people struggle with this in their Christian lives, Pastor Jim and Betty. I think a lot of people think that if God is wanting to show them something that they need to be doing in their life, they always go for the, what we kind of comically sometimes say, the worst thing, like going to Africa, you know?
You're going to send me to a mud hut in Africa.
Right. I mean, we've heard that for years, right, Betty? I mean, actually, your husband Joe did go to Africa as a missionary for a while, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And they were actually building, for a school there, they were actually building bunk beds.
Wow, cool.
It was a ministry. I know the pastor at that time said that when he went, that he would never be the same. And when he came back, he was not the same, because we take things that we have for granted.
Right.
And their worship was so heartfelt.
Yes.
And so just childlike, because they were just so... they knew they had a purpose, and their purpose was to worship and serve the living God.
Amen. And, you know, that is our purpose. That's a big part of our purpose. And as we learn to worship God and learn to praise Him, no matter what's going on in our lives, sometimes it's difficult things that are going on in our lives. Sometimes we're frustrated. Sometimes we're stressed. Sometimes we're finding that there's not enough hours in the day, whatever it is. As we begin to praise God and worship Him, God begins to calm us down, give us peace. He begins to remind us of our purpose. He reminds us. He puts one thing he just puts things in front of us to do. And here we have Paul saying to Timothy, you know, you've been around me forever here, Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in about verse 10. And he said, you've seen me suffer. You've seen me suffer a lot. With all the grief I had to put up with in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And you also well know that God rescued me. I love that in the Message Bible. Pastor Jim, what's it say there in, what translation are you in today, Pastor Jim?
Same as Friday night.
Okay.
I still have New King James.
New King James, all right. So what's that verse?
Okay, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me in Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me.
Out of them all the Lord delivered me. Can we say a hearty amen to that?
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you're going through today, dear listener out there. And it could be that you've got so much stress in your life and so much responsibility, or maybe you're depressed, maybe you're sick, maybe you're lonely. Whatever it is, God is right there, and He wants to deliver you out of the stuff that's holding you back from becoming everything you can become in God. I love this sentence in the Message Bible. You also well know that God rescued me. Paul says, hey, all this awful stuff happened for a number of years in the ministry, all kinds of things. But he said, God delivered me out of all of this stuff that the devil really was throwing at him. A lot of it was coming from the devil, just coming from people. And then the next sentence in the Message Bible, anyone who wants to live all out for Christ is in for a lot of trouble. Ha, there's no getting around it. That's real encouraging, isn't it, Betty?
Yeah, you know, it is. Once that you know that, you know, Christ is leading your team.
Yes, amen.
Because, you know, with our persecution comes perseverance.
Amen.
And it's a tough road at times, but it, you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, so to speak. And it's as long as we know that, you know, God is on the other end of what we're going through, no matter what it is. And, you know, that verse, the very first word, anyone. And if we do serve Christ, I'm sure that anyone can attest to that, that they went through something that they just weren't sure how they got through it.
Exactly.
But when they look back, they think, how did I do that? Or I don't remember even going through that. And it was because Christ carried them. Christ was their strength. Christ was their comforter. Christ was their peace. You know, the peace that passes all understanding comes from Him. And that's how we get through that.
That's how we do.
Paul got through it. That's how Timothy got through it. And it's amazing to me that in the few, well, I've been a Christian for a long time, and when I look back, I go back to the cross, because that's where it all began for me, was at the cross, and that's where Jesus started his ministry of saving people. I mean, even when he was born, he started saving people, but it started at the cross of where our sins, where we
Amen.
Can be forgiven. And he's a mighty man, that Son of God is.
And I love the way this says it here. Anyone who wants to live all out for Christ is in for a lot of trouble. There's no getting around it. It's the world in which we live. There's chaos. There's confusion. There's people that are maligning others. There's all kinds of things. Pastor Jim, I think you've got something right there.
Well, it's, you know, the next verse is, but evil men will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Right.
That, when we want to live for God, that's just going to, we're swimming the wrong way. We're swimming upstream.
As far as the world is concerned.
And that's going to grate some people wrong.
Sure.
And, you know, we.
Some people think we're weird.
Right. And and Peter writes, you know, in one of his epistles, people, they're amazed that you're not going along doing all these things with them.
Right.
And people just, that bothers people.
Right.
And I think possibly because what's happening in us, the Holy Spirit is maybe convicting them. And, you know, people are going to lash out. You know, some people, not everybody, but some people are going to lash out. And Paul says, look, it's a promise.
Right.
You want to live godly. You want to live empowered. You want to walk with Jesus. It's going to upset some people. And just, this is what's going to happen. They're going to keep deceiving themselves. It's just going to get worse. But, you know, I just refer back to what he said. God delivered me out of them all.
Out of them all.
And I looked up what happened. In every one of those cities, either, you know, a bunch of people got saved, but a bunch of people got really mad at Paul. And actually in Derby, they tossed him out and stoned him.
Right.
They left him for dead.
So he He definitely lived this. He's not just talking about it. He lived it.
Right.
This takes me back to Matthew 5, and I want to read a couple verses there and get your take, both of you, on it. Matthew 5:10, starting there, that Jesus spoke these words. And again, I'm in the Message Bible, which is a modern-day paraphrase, but it's more in the language in which we talk. Pastor Jim's reading out of something that's more traditional. But Matthew 5:10, Jesus said, "You're blessed." Get it? You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Verse 11, not only that, count yourselves blessed. There we go again. Every time people put you down or throw you under the bus. No, it doesn't say under the bus, but or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort, and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when all this happens. Give a cheer, even. For though they don't like it, I do, and all heaven applauds, and I know that you're in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Betty, you want to comment on this? I love that Jesus is just so out there in Matthew 5. Well, he is all the time. He talks when he was walking this earth. But here he's just saying, hey, if you're persecuted, if you're getting in trouble, if people don't like you because of your stand for God, okay, so what? Be blessed. You're blessed because you do that. Go ahead, Betty, and then we'll get to Pastor Jim for his take on all that.
Well, I think if we go back to Ephesians, that we, you know, when people do persecute us, that the word always gives us hope.
Yes.
Help.
Yes.
And we stand firm with the belt of truth, with the full armor of God, because he gave that to us to help us through our hard times,
right,
the bad times, and even the good times. And like I said before, we persevere, and it makes us draw closer to him when we're under that persecution, when we're under... say someone says something bad about you and you actually heard them say it, and it makes you want to become angry, but the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you takes that, turns it around, and tells you to rejoice.
Amen.
Be glad.
Amen.
And give God the praise, because the person that said that about you, they don't know what they're going through, so they may have lashed out under an attack from the enemy, or they just don't like you, period. But God loves us no matter what, no
right.
matter what we're going through, no matter where we are, where we're at, he loves us just the same.
Amen.
To say that is that we need to really look up all of the time. But most of the time, I don't know about you two, but if we're under a lot of persecution, a lot of stress, worry, fear, doubt, anxiety, we have a tendency to slack off a little bit and want to stay in our present state. But the Holy Spirit, our comforter, comes in and starts cleaning house a little bit, and he's saying, communicate with me.
Amen.
Talk to me, and let's talk this out. And that's where we need to praise him, to communicate more with him when we are going through these stressful situations.
Absolutely. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that before we get to this next song?
Right. Yeah. I look at this too we talked about this on Friday. It's kind of an attitude thing. You have to see yourself as blessed.
Right. You have to see
blessed.
It.
Blessed.
Yes.
And that word in Greek means, well, if anybody's ever read it in Amplified Bible, I love the way it does the Beatitudes. Blessed, happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, that is, with life, joy, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just goes on. All the richness of that word.
That's the meaning of the word blessed.
That word blessed.
Right.
And we have to see ourselves that way. It's kind
yes.
of an attitude. Otherwise, you will crumble under the persecution. And, you know, in verse 11 and 12, he says, Rejoice
Amen.
And be exceedingly
Amen.
Glad. It's an attitude that we have to have, because otherwise we'll just wilt.
Yes.
Under the persecution, we'll just wilt, and we'll not be able to stand up under it. But Jesus says, okay, first count yourself as blessed.
Right.
And And then count, then rejoice, because that way you've got your eyes off of the whatever's going on, and you're focusing yourself
Amen.
Back. You're focusing your eyes, your attitude back on Jesus,
Amen.
back on God, which is where it needs to be. Because otherwise, if you start focusing on, oh, look, they hate me for being a Christian, I just don't know what I'm going to
yeah.
do. God help me, please. You know,
right.
all that whining isn't going to get you anywhere.
Right.
I like the attitude, because we have to have an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
To be able to pull ourselves up.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Put ourselves on higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Woo! You're both going to like this next song, and it's a little early for a song, but we're going to do it because we're going to throw an extra one in today. So we're going to do this song, If My People Pray, by the group Avalon. Listen to it. It is really going to help you. Woo! Love this song.
God's mercy revealing where we have fallen from His way. For we know He gives hope to the humble, gives light in the darkness, and grace when we stumble.
People pray. God says He will not forget what He has spoken. It's right there in that song, and it is so true. If my people pray, God's word continually says, ask and it shall be given unto you. And you know, as we do that, as we take time to pray and say, God, this is what's going on, these are our needs, this is what it is, God begins to reveal all kinds of things. And in all that revealing, you begin to realize a lot of times the next step for you to take in your life. God so often does not show us the full big picture of our lives, does he, Betty? But he kind of just gives it to us as we need it. But we think we need more at one time to be given to us, right?
That's right.
More information, yeah.
I think too much information probably would put us on overload.
Yeah.
And that's why he just gives us little snippets of things to keep us energized.
Right.
To keep us going and know that he's in control. And I've seen so much in the last few days of so many people that are passing, so many people that are having a hard time dealing with death and what happens. And you try, you know, through prayer. Prayer is a, I call it knee mail.
Yes.
Because it's so
K-N-E-E.
Important. Yeah, N-E-E.
Knee-mail.
Yeah, I got that off of Facebook. It was
okay.
Nothing I thought of because that's too much, way over my head.
Okay.
But it's our communication, I think, that keeps the channels open. There's no chance of reverb coming back. The only thing that we hear is that God's word is alive.
Amen.
And it's living. His word is living. And every word in the Bible is true. And we have that opportunity every day of our life to keep that channel open so that, you know, there's no short-circuiting going on. This is what the enemy wants to do, is short-circuit our communication with the Lord. But the Lord, I think he loves to talk to us. He loves to help us.
Oh, amen.
And show us which way he wants us to go so that our lives have a little bit more meaning.
Oh, amen.
With Christ in it.
Well, and, you know, he never promises to show us the whole picture of our lives, you know. He always says, though, he's with us every single moment of every single day. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So whatever it tomorrow brings, whatever next week brings, whatever 3 months from now brings, we have the confidence that he's right there with us. He's not going anywhere, Pastor Jim. I love the fact that we have a God that lives in us, and he's also with us. I mean, he even said that in John 16. I'm going to be with you and in you.
Yeah, and it's that's
so cool, you know?
Because we're in that close of a relationship with him. And I like what we've been talking about not showing us everything, because sometimes I think if he did, we'd turn around and run.
Oh,
I mean,
some of it's just too scary.
Well, and he didn't tell Paul everything.
No, he didn't. No. But there's times we have an inkling of something that's coming.
Well, and I think,
you know,
Paul
what I'm
did.
Talking about? Because I certainly do from time to time on different events. Like I knew recently that I was going to have to let go of my little Bailey, as of course he was getting sicker and sicker, but my little dog, but still God was preparing me for months that this is coming and you're going to be okay. You're going to get through this. I'm going to comfort you, all of that, you know?
And in a broader sense, that's why he gives us the word.
Yes. And that's where we're going to
show
this
us.
Next
I mean, you know,
point. Yes.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
Amen.
It's not a humongous searchlight to show us beginning from end.
Right.
It shows us a little at a time. And yeah, I think that's why we have to stay in the word.
Amen. Amen.
Because I mean, I've been doing this Jesus thing now.
you admitted Friday night.
I was a Jesus freak.
Betty, he was one of those Jesus freaks with long hair. And
I had long hair, beard, and I tell you what.
He did.
I was a Jesus freak.
He was. Did you wear a robe and sandals?
No, I didn't go quite that far.
We're talking back in the days of...
We're talking 1973,
Woodstock.
That had to be the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Pastor Jim was a rebel.
I was. Woo. And I'm still going to look for that picture to see if I can bring it to the picnic tomorrow.
Please do. Please do.
Post that on Facebook.
Oh, no. There are some things that will never go on Facebook.
Come on.
There is one of me on my page from when I was in high school, and that's embarrassing.
Did you have dreadlocks?
No. I had more of a Dutch boy, but anyway.
Okay. Oh, cute.
I was a Jesus freak, and I've been with kind of a few little side turns. Basically, I mean, I got saved, over 41 years ago.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
And we're going to be actually, I thought about it this morning when I was reading the scriptures you said we're going to go through. It was that particular place where we're going to be going that made me turn my life around.
And praise God.
When we get there, I'll hopefully get a chance to tell you about that. But the one thing that's been the steadiest thing in my life since I got saved has been studying the Word, getting into the Word.
Yes. You're a scholar.
Well, but
yes, he is.
Thank you. But that's not the reason. It's my life.
Yes.
I couldn't have managed through everything that's happened.
Me either.
To have still been Christian at this point.
Yes.
To have not just walked away had I not set up a regular time to get in the Word.
Get in the Word.
On as daily a basis as I possibly
can. That's the answer. Dear listeners, that's the answer. We're talking here about being fired up with purpose. And I'll tell you, if you don't take time to get to know Jesus, He is the Word, and get in your Bible and actually let God show you His truths and His promises and how much He loves you and His plan for you. If you don't do that, it's going to be very hard to get fired up with purpose. Right, Betty?
Yep, I can attest to that.
That ranch answer up there from Indiana Ranch.
Yeah, that's Indiana, I've been ranching it today, too.
She's got she and her husband have a ton of acres and a lot of critters, like horses.
And I consider myself blessed for that, because it's something that I prayed for, something that, you know, just the Lord just kind of laid it out and said, hey, you know, here's a horse. You want him? It's like, yeah, sure. And then came in to rescue animals. And it's just, you know, God has given me an opportunity, even all that I've been through. He has shown me blessing upon blessing.
Amen.
Upon blessing.
Oh, amen.
Because I wanted to make a point that, you know, we were talking about persecution and we're talking about purpose.
Right.
Is that God doesn't let that happen. The enemy comes in to seek, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the Lord was giving me just a few minutes ago while you guys were talking is that it gives us an opportunity to step out of our comfort zone.
It does.
To step away from fear.
Amen.
To step away from the things that are holding us back.
Amen.
From our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes reality that I thank God for the persecution, because it makes me want Him more. It
Amen.
Makes me depend
on
Him more. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to swallow in today's world of seeing people that were once alive for Christ, seeing them become dead, seeing them become spiritually inactive, and you want to pull them up by their mm-hmm. their bootstraps and say, get on board with me, come back to where you used to be, because a lot of people have fallen away. They've given up. They want to just set where they are. They don't want anybody to bother them. They just want to sit and wallow in their self-pity.
Yep.
And if I had a word to say, is that even though Jesus said this to someone, pick up your mat and walk.
Amen.
Is that's what He wants you to do.
Yes.
He wants you to throw off take off the spirit of heaviness and put on the garment of praise.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He has a purpose.
Yes, he does.
And if you don't think he does, maybe you better start, you know, dialing the 911 number to Christ and ask him, do you still have a purpose for me?
The answer is yes. Or every single person.
Anyone in that verse in 2 Timothy, anyone, and that includes you.
Exactly. And, you know, I so agree with you, and I so agree with everything PJ is saying, too. It's so often, though, people get saved, and a lot of times we call it fire insurance, you know, where they know they don't want to go to hell, and so they say, okay, I accept Jesus into my life. But if that's where it stops, what value is that in this life? Because being a Christian and walking with the Lord and realizing that he lives in you and he's with you all the time changes your daily events. It changes your life and it gives you purpose. And if we go through difficult times, which we will, Paul says, we're going to be persecuted. We're going to go through hard times. We're going to have family members misunderstand us or people think, oh, just Jesus freaks like Pastor Jim was. I mean, and we are, if we go in through hard times in this life, what Jesus was saying is, yes, you're going to, but there's rewards for that. Because I said this to one of my children a couple days ago, the goal of the Christian life is to so learn to be like Jesus that your thoughts change, your motives change, your desires change. You become more dependent on him. I know it was one of my grandsons. That's who I'm just now remembering the conversation more clearly. It was my grandson, Levi. He and I had this talk, and I said, you can't change this, the thing that he was talking about that's causing him such pain right now in his life. I said, but the goal here is for you to become so more, much more dependent on God that you say to him, I can't fix this. This is hurting me. This is hard. And I need to know how to live each day in the midst of this. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that? The goal is to become more dependent, not less dependent.
Exactly. I mean, as
the opposite of people. When we grow up, we become more independent. But with spiritual things, it's the opposite.
Absolutely. I mean, the closer you come to the Lord, the further you are from him. I mean, that sounds like a paradox, but the more you get to know the Lord, the more you get to know about him and his ways, it clears up your vision of yourself, and
yes,
you see just how far, you know, you get a more realistic view of yourself and how much more you need
him.
I was going to say, again, all these years, I need him more now.
Me too. That was my point. Yes.
Than I did in 1973.
I said that very thing to my grandson the other night. I need God more. I don't need him less because I'm older.
Right.
I need him more because I realize my need. And I realize that dependence on him. There was an old chorus we used to sing a long time ago, Pastor Jim. Learning to lean, learning to lean. Betty, you remember that? We sang it at Cornerstone.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Yes. Finding more power
than I've ever
dreamed.
I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Amen. That's the goal here. Betty, talk about this before we go to this next song. Woo, this next song is just going to move you. Woo, go ahead, Betty.
I think what you were talking about is that we need Jesus more and more as the end times come.
Because yes, we do.
It's getting to that point where we don't want people to give up. We want people to be more reliant on Christ, to be more reliant on his word and know that it's, repeating myself, but his word is alive.
His word
is true. And it's as true today in 2015 as it was 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
And it's hard to believe that something that is everlasting can still penetrate the hearts of men and women and still has meaning and purpose for today. And they think, well, you know, that's what, you know, that happened to Paul and Silas and all of those people back, you know, in biblical times. But if you look at what we're going through today, it's not any different.
No.
These are biblical times.
These are biblical times, you better betcha. And it's amazing to me when you're talking about Levi that trusting him, believing in him, relying on him is going to make us stronger.
It is.
It's going to get us through to that finish line, because we are in a race.
Yeah.
And that race can be very simplistic at times. It can be very hard at times. I just want Levi to hold on.
Amen.
And not give up, because there is hope.
Yes.
There is hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen. And there's times we got to find ourselves face down, like this next song says by the group Casting Crowns. Times when we don't have answers. Audience, my daughter is struggling with drugs. I have two sons that don't have any issues like that and are wonderful family men. But I have a daughter who is Levi's mother, and she is hurting and she is struggling this weekend. I ask that you all pray for her. Her name is Lori. And, you know, if you have a child that is lost in that awful, awful place of drug addiction, you know, you can write us prayers at bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim or Betty will pick it up, and we will pray for your child too, as I ask you to pray for mine and for my grandson who's hurting right now because of circumstances. And sometimes, people, we got to go face down.
I try to find a new way to tell you, some way to show you what you mean to me. There's nothing new. I exhaust myself searching. The world just keeps turning. What else can I do? 'Cause I find myself empty and face down. Suffered and bled, overcoming my death, recreating me. With this freedom, I will be.
Praise God. That's where we need to be, in His presence, humbled and broken at your feet. Talk to us, Betty.
If I can. I think one of the most intimate times is prayer time.
Yes.
That you can take your cares and burdens.
Amen.
Lay them at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
It's a time to reflect. It's a time to refresh. I've been in Ecclesiastes the last few days, and it's, you know, there's a time for weeping. There's a time for rejoicing. And it's our gift God gave us was his, God gave his son for us.
Yes.
And I, it's just really hard for me to not be emotional at this point because a lot of my time is spent praying. That's what I do. That's what I feel like that my purpose is, is praying for people. And there are times that, you know, I don't feel like maybe my prayers are being heard. I so enjoy Pastor Jim's prayers that, you know, he sends out for people. And when I started this ministry of typing prayers and sending them out to, you know, the BOHM prayer warriors, I didn't feel like that my purpose was, that's maybe that's not really wanted what he wanted me to do. And I had so many confirmations of, hey, you know, you prayed for me, didn't you? And I go, yeah, I did, but I don't like to say I did. And they go, thank you. Thank you for giving to the Lord, because that's what
yes,
a little bit of my purpose is. And I know that there's a purpose out there for, he has a purpose, he has a reason for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like, you know, you're a pastor, Pastor Jim's a pastor. You know, there's just certain things that God gives us that we feel, sometimes feel inadequate for.
Right.
That maybe we're just not cut out for that. But perseverance is something that we have to do through prayer on our knees. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to pray for people who need it.
Amen.
For healing, for a job, for finances. And you know, Pastor Jim, and you know this, and Pastor Marcia, it's endless.
It is. The requests come in constant.
It's endless. It's endless.
There's so many needs.
But when we pray, we get a praise report.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God for that report. And we post those too. So it's, like I say, it's a blessing. And thank goodness for prayer.
Pastor, thank you, Betty. Pastor Jim, tell our audience how they can access our prayer line and why they would want to.
Well, Betty pretty well summed up why you'd want to.
I think so.
But yeah, and Pastor, you had mentioned it earlier also. If you have a need, we, Beacon of Hope, we firmly believe that God answers prayer.
Amen.
And we have had the prayer line going since, 2008, early 2009?
It actually was earlier than that, stopped for a while and revived in
2008. Mm-hmm. So, and we would just encourage you, if you have any needs at all, send them to prayers, PRAYERS.
Right.
At BOHMglobal.com, and either Betty or I will pick up the prayer. We'll pick up the request. We'll write a prayer to go along with it. We'll send it out to our prayer team, and we believe God moves in our prayers.
Amen.
We believe we've seen God answer our
absolutely.
Prayers. We've seen relationships restored. We've seen finances restored. We've seen people
Amen.
Healed.
Right.
Just miracles happening because we're willing to step out in faith and believe.
And you guys write, whichever one of you picks up the request, and we are seeing more and more requests from people we don't know, which is such a blessing because it just says that these programs are getting out there on the air like we know they are, not only with Tan Talk Radio, but also now being syndicated with Starcom Media Network and many cities in the United States and now around the globe in different countries. What a blessing. Wherever you are hearing these words, you may use our email address, prayers@BOHM, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com. Use that and send us prayer requests, and we will get our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, simply send an email to the same address, prayers@BOHMglobal.com. And we've got to do a station ID here, but we also encourage you, check out our website if you want to know more about Beacon of Hope, www.bohmglobal.com. www.thewordofgod.com. And we have another hour coming up right now.
WTAN.